Welcome into a Friday Inside the Jaguars. JP Shadrick, the senior writer for Jaguars.com. John Osier, and I must say, first of all, happy anniversary, John.
Did I forget something at home?
I don't know, but today in 1993, the franchise was awarded to the city of Jacksonville. 19th anniversary today.
Yeah, I thought I was in trouble there for a minute. But yeah, in 1993, the franchise was awarded, and anybody who is in Jacksonville can vividly recall where they were at that time. It's one of those touch point moments. I was in Gainesville covering the University of Florida for the newspaper, and somebody called and said, "Hey, we got the team." And it was such an earth-shattering moment for somebody who had, you know, I've been raised here, had seen the, you know, the process of getting a team, all the city went through, and it was so unbelievable that it happened. And it certainly changed the city forever.
It certainly has. Let's talk about this game coming up. The Jaguars are in Buffalo on Sunday at Ralph Wilson Stadium. Back in the practice field today, the final full practice. Two of the receivers that were kind of a surprise listing on the injury report yesterday were back on the field today, Shorts and Blackman. What's the latest?
Yeah, speaking of earth-shattering moments, right? When that went out yesterday, oh, my goodness. They'll both play. Mike Mularkey said after practice today that they were going to be listed as probable. I talked to Cecil and Justin in the locker room. They said, "Hey, we're going to be ready." Cecil actually said, when he saw on Twitter on Thursday that everybody was so concerned about this, he said, "Hey, I wanted to tell everybody I was okay. Can't do that." But he said he's fine and they'll both play.
Scared the heck out of everybody.
Sure.
That's for sure. Other injuries today. A couple of names are out for this game. Maurice Jones-Drew, one of those. We suspected that. But you go on the defensive side, Derek Cox, starting cornerback, Austin Lane on the D-line are out, and those are two big losses.
Yeah, they're both out, and I think what's interesting there is Austin Lane being out would obviously mean more time for Jason Babin. He's going to get more time anyway. It'll be interesting to see if he starts or not. Mike Mularkey just said he's not sure if he's going to start Jason or not, and I would think that'll be a decision that it'll be made over the weekend. Probably doesn't matter that much if he starts or not. He's going to play an awful lot in passing situations, and he'll be on the field a lot.
How many chicken wings can you eat in one sitting?
I think we're going to find out.
Can you out-eat Lagerman is the question.
I cannot out-eat Lagerman, and I can't touch Baselli, who won't be there this weekend, but I think we might give it a run.
I'm an all-drums guy, so that's a lot more meat than the regular wings.
It could be ugly.
I think it will be.
In a good way.
Absolutely, John. Thanks a lot. Hey, the kickoff is Sunday at 1 o'clock at Ralph Wilson Stadium in Orchard Park. The Jaguars and the Bills.